I'll be reading a selection called By Love, Serve One Another. It was published in the June 71 Satsandesh, and it's from a circular letter issued by Master Kirpal Singh on June 6, 1967. How fortunate you are that you have been initiated into the secret inner path leading to the kingdom of God, the kingdom that comes not by observation, without, but that which lies within you. Know you not that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? Verily you are so, and you have witnessed within yourselves the primal manifestations of the Godhead, no matter at what level, according to your mental makeup and the receptivity developed by you. You have seen what many prophets and righteous men desired to see but did not see, and you have heard what they desired to hear but did not hear. God is spirit and can only be worshipped in spirit. You must therefore try to rise over and above the body consciousness and strive to arise into the consciousness of the higher order, I mean spiritual consciousness, rather than remain tied to your own persons, or in fact to any other person, howsoever great he may appear to be in his own eyes or in the eyes of others. Principles are much higher, I would say, than personalities. Persons may come and go. Personal cults may linger for a while. Yet principles, the spiritual values, last and last beyond time. Your main concern should now be to develop the inner experience granted to you. Love the God in action power with all your mind, with all your heart, with all your strength, and with all your soul. This will enable you to expand beyond all measure, so as to embrace the totality of His being, far above party affiliations, party politics, and all politickings. A tree is known by the fruit it bears. Do glory unto the God power, and you shall be glorified in return without any effort on your part. That is the law. And again, a fruit-laden tree bends with the weight of the fruit it bears. Try to cultivate and attain the divine virtues of love, humility, and understanding for all. Who is there under the sun who has no failings and shortcomings? With all our righteousnesses, we are but filthy rags. Be polite and courteous with all. Courtesy costs you nothing, but it pays rich dividends. Human heart is verily the seat of God and must be kept sanctified at all times and at all costs, no matter what the sacrifice. Learn to live peacefully and amicably with each other, giving due regard to the feelings and sentiments of others. By love, serve one another should be your rule in life. A loving service adorns both the server and the served alike. The above injunctions apply equally, nay, with greater force, to the group leaders and representatives of the Master, for they have to set a better example to all those who are within the sphere of their influence. They must know that they are just instruments in the divine plan, and not the flywheel running the plan itself. And unless they work smoothly in loving harmony and cooperation, they are bound to generate heat by constant friction, damaging not only the quality of the work, but even themselves. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing. Should the protecting hedge itself start nibbling the farm enclosed in its fold, you can well imagine what would remain of the farm, a pestilence-stricken, arid ground of no consequence. It hardly serves any useful purpose to cast aspersions upon anybody, or assign motives to whatever one says or does, for it is not given to us to read anybody's mind when we can't read even our own. Judge not, lest ye be judged, and found wanting in the divine scales. Therefore, arraign not anybody, much less your colleagues and brothers in faith. In the case of honest differences of opinion, which sometimes may arise, try to iron them out lovingly and in private, rather than wash the dirty linen in public meetings and public places, spreading a nauseating foul smell around you. If you cannot do so between yourselves for one reason or another, you will do well to refer the problem to the Master for solution and reconciliation of the apparently divergent views. I therefore enjoin on all of you to keep loving and friendly relations among yourselves as children of the same Father, and do not do anything that may make anybody raise a pointing finger at you and bring disrepute to the highest knowledge, the science of the beyond, which you have come by after an evolution through ages past. Ye are the light of the world, and hence should keep this light aloft on the hilltop, so that those who see it, even from a distance, are encouraged to seek you for advice, and bless you for your sage counsel and the master power that helped you to it. As such, you are to help your brothers in faith, keeping them firm in their loving devotion to the Master, instead of coming in between them and the Master, for all belong to Him. All of us are, in fact, fruit gatherers in the vineyard of the Master. We have nothing in us to recommend us to His grace. The puppets in a pantomime show dance not by themselves, but by the wire puller behind the screen. To assume any importance in doing the Master's work is not worthy of noble souls as you are. We are all of the Master and for the Master, but not the Master. Gurbais and not the Guru. For Guru power is only in one commissioned from above. The Master knows best how to carry on the divine plan. Let us, therefore, submit our individual wills to His will, and not appropriate to ourselves any credit for the gifts freely and lovingly bestowed upon us by Him. After all, what is there in the conduits that simply pass on the refreshing and life-giving water that comes from the overhead reservoir of the master power. The greatness of the master is not to be judged by the strength of his following or by the outer glamour of his court. He is not after wealth, nor after name and fame, nor after the numbers that follow him. He, standing on the hilltop, knows in what hearts the fire of anguish is smoldering, and, like oxygen, comes in so many diverse ways to fan the flames of loving devotion in them. So, nobody should feel that he or she is indispensable, and therefore put on airs which others may resent or cavil at. Remember that we cannot add to or detract from the glory that is his. If we can be of any service in his cause, that may, on the contrary, be taken as a privilege coming from him in his grace. In the end, I hope that every one of you, whatever your position in life, whatever your place in the administrative setup for furthering the holy cause, will contribute his might as best as possible in a spirit of loving and selfless service, and try to enrich himself inwardly by living in peace and amity in his respective circle, radiating nothing but fragrance to all around him, as so many children in the one grand family of man. One thing more, which I cannot help but emphasize for the benefit of all the dear ones on the path. If at all, any of you, at any time, feel that you are the most favored in divine manifestations, you should try to exercise restraint and observe decorum in society, rather than be carried away by the emotional tide that may take you off your feet. Humility is the first and last adornment that embellishes the noble soul. My best wishes are ever with you, and nothing will give me greater pleasure than to see you all well set on the spiritual path, with appreciation of each other, moving shoulder to shoulder, forming one spiritual phalanx, so that those who see you will admire you and get inspiration from you. Wishing you, one and all, Godspeed on the God way. Yours affectionately, Kirpal Singh. And now I'm going to read from Spiritual Elixir that was published in this Selections from Satsang Desh. I appreciate your selfless service for the holy cause of the Master when you are privileged to conduct satsangs and convey instructions for initiation to the dear ones under the protective guidance of the Master. It is a rare blessing to be instrumental in the divine setup. A spirit of selflessness and self-abnegation invokes his gracious mercy and compassion in great abundance. Your reverential humility and devotion for him will bless you with inner peace and harmony. Please convey my love to all the members in your group individually and encourage them to write to me about their spiritual progress at regular intervals so as to seek guidance where necessary. The moral code of an ethical life must be strictly adhered to, a pure and chaste life is a necessary prerequisite for progress on the path to God. These are fundamentals that allow no relaxation whatsoever. Anyone transgressing them will have to reap the fruit thereof. These words may sound stiff, but the Father does not wish His children to go astray. He has overwhelming love for them, and their uplift is His foremost job. I am glad you have a better appreciation of the value of the satsang meetings, which are always inspiring, helpful, and beneficial, as Master's love and grace is radiated in abundance therein, and all those present receive the life impulses from the Master power working overhead. In group meetings, the entire congregation assimilates the overflowing grace of the Master, and occasionally the radiant presence of the Master is experienced by the audience. Such meetings have a deep, inspiring significance, and therefore should be cherished in all loving devotion. It is a natural desire of an initiate to rise high in the inner planes and meet within the radiant and charming Master, and enjoy His grace and blessings, as well as the perfect peace and bliss of those regions. Difficulties often block the way. They must be overcome. You have a strong one over your head. Take refuge in Him. Why should a child ever feel shy in writing to his father? Everyone who has learned to ride has experienced many a fall. To fall in sin is manly, but to remain there is devilish. Please do not be disheartened. Do avoid uncongenial society and be regular and earnest in your meditation. Do your best, and leave the rest to the power overhead. And do not worry. No amount of worry will help you. Let Him worry for you. You do your small part in humility. Romantic life on the physical plane appears charming. It has its attraction, but it is debasing. It leaves behind horrible bitterness and a dislike for life. Life on the higher planes is more romantic and gives eternal peace and joy. So, why lose a higher and purer thing for lower and debasing transitory things? One has therefore to stick to one's principles and not violate the rules of purity and ethics. And he who does this receives all the necessary help in his efforts and is greatly benefited. Those who are now better situated may have been like you some time back, or even worse off. They persevered and did the right thing. It gave them strength and power. You can do likewise. It is just a matter of starting anew. Start right now. The Master is anxious to see you progress. He wants His initiates to rise to sublime heights and have their bowls filled to the brim with the nectar of God consciousness. But the bowls must first be emptied of the rubbish that they contain in order to make room for the nectar to be put in. Seek only that company which is helpful to you, discard all others lovingly and unprovokingly. You will surely make progress. But remember one thing, Rome was not built in a day. It required a huge effort in toil from hundreds and thousands of people for a very long time. Your discipline may not have to be as severe, but you cannot have what you want so easily. You must work for it. But be sure that with a little work, you will get better results. The Master wants you all to develop love and humility. These must be lived with tolerance. It is regrettable that these virtues are absent in those with whom you come across. But that is no reason for anyone to go that way. Spiritual science is very definite, and whoever, even the vilest of the vile, follows it, is changed for the better. If some people who have been put on the way are not changed for the better, it is purely due to their fault, and not that the science is wrong. This is the most perfect way given out by all the masters who came in the past. Our day-to-day life should be a living testimony of what we profess. This is the long and the short of the whole thing. Everyone must learn it, and the sooner the better. Reformers are wanted, not of others, but of themselves. It is better to see one's own faults and try to remove them than to pick holes in others. You have asked my consent to visit India to sit at the holy feet of the Master. How can a loving father deny such a loving gesture for his beloved children who have unquestionably a birthright in this respect? The Master and his congregation would be very glad to greet you and dear so-and-so. I may, however, remind you of your spiritual obligations there in the States, which you have been fortunate enough to undertake, becoming a source of inspiration for many a dear one. If you can afford to have leisure to come, you may undertake the voyage. There is no objection to it, but please note that I am planning a world tour which may mature before long, and I will be visiting your country by next spring, which will afford you the opportunity of traveling with me. I will be glad to see the manuscript of your beautifully written devotional poems, which you intend to compile for the welfare of the dear ones on the sacred path, and for raising funds toward the building of an ashram in the States. That will, with His grace, serve a cause and be a source of help and inspiration to many. I quite appreciate your adoration for the Master and your anguish for mergence into His divinity. Please relax so that the gracious Master power engulfs you in its splendor and glory. Let the ego be completely annihilated, and you emerge out of and above the plane of duality, forgetting all about your I-hood. Self-denial and abnegation is another stepping stone to the climax of spirituality. Be completely immersed in the sweet glory of His remembrance, altogether oblivious of the past or future. Just resign and surrender in favor of His divine parent to the will. The nectar of life needs a most trans receptacle to be poured into for distributing to the thirsty children. You need not worry about the opinions of others. Views based on one's own testimony are the best. Every person receives help according to his individual receptivity. All are on the way to perfection. All that each dear one has to do is to carry on with meditations regularly, with love, faith, and devotion, and to develop from day to day. All necessary help is extended from the Master Power within and without. Humanity has always been on trial. The human body is a precious asset granted by Providence in the ascending scale of evolution. Thy days are numbered is a positive truth. Those who earnestly work toward spiritual perfection under the protective guidance of the Master utilize their tenure on earth to the best advantage, which results in their eventual liberation from the wheel of life. A liberated soul becomes a source of help as well as inspiration to others who cross his or her path. Although the tide of destruction is on the increase, and all of humanity is overtaken with the fear of annihilation from the destructive weapons, yet the benign Master Power controlling the destiny of child humanity is always exercising his gracious protection. It is an age of prosperity, and spiritual grace is being extended to all, irrespective of color, class, or creed. Thank you, Master, for bringing us to the path, for keeping us safe. Thank you for our brothers and sisters. Thank you for your words that continue to guide us, and for allowing us to spend this week together here at this beautiful place. Thank you, Master.